بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor once again to share with you another episode in our series of Duas to Power Your Day. We are speaking of those whose prayers are heard, and this is the last in this series, inshallah. Number six, those who fast, when they break their fast, because fasting is a very extremely rewarding act. This is a secret between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore rewards are countless. Nobody can count the rewards of Allah of fasting except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are great rewards. When a person who is fasting, just before breaking his fast, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in supplication, his prayers will be heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Thalathun la turaddu da'watuhum, al-imamu al-adilu was-saimu hayyina yuftir wa da'watu al-mazlum." There are three categories of people whose prayers will not be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A just ruler. This is to stress the importance of justice. A fasting person, when he or she breaks the fast, and the prayer of the oppressed, which we mentioned in our first, you know, of the series. Number two, number seven is prayers of the distressed. A person who is in distress, he turns to his Creator. But of course, it is said, if you want Allah to answer your prayer in distress, you need to turn to Him when in time of joy and happiness, abundance, prosperity. When you do that and you turn to Allah in distress, the answer is guaranteed. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَٰهٌ مَّعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ. He who answers the one in distress when he calls upon him and removes the evil and who makes you wise gerents of the earth, is there a God alongside God? Little do you reflect. So Allah introduces himself to us as the one who answers the prayers of the distressed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, دعوت الذنون إدعى ربه وهو في بطن الحوت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لم يدعو بها رجل مسلم في شيء قط إلا استجيب له. The prayer of Prophet Jonah or Yunus while he was in the belly of the whale was, there is no God but you, glory be to you. Indeed, I am one of those who wrong their souls. So, you know, you see that adab here is when we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledge, confess your sins to Him. Ask forgiveness of Allah for the sins that you have committed. And then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to your help. If a Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a Muslim were to pray to Allah with those words, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, in a distressful situation, in any situation, the Prophet Allah will answer them. Inshallah, may Allah honor me and inspire me and you to turn to Him always. In all our conditions, whether we are in joy or happiness, prosperity, abundance, or we are in sorrow, grief, worry, or depression, or distress, let's condition ourselves to call on the Lord of mercy. He is there to shower us with His mercy and forgiveness and grace and blessings. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.